SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenson. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates joining us right now. Our AM radio affiliates will join us momentarily. Let's do this thing. I don't know what's worse. Those poor people that are stranded in airports across North America right now, or people that bet on Utah State. Let's do this thing. The raging redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in.
Good segue.
Like me. I'm actually thinking, I'm like, I don't know what's worse, having money on this game that I know I'm losing, or having, like, you know, there's 3,000 unclaimed bags in the Las Vegas airport right now. 67% of Southwest airline flights have been canceled today. All kinds of craziness going on in the world. So no matter how bad you think it is with your bets, you could be stuck in an airport somewhere over the holidays. It's 24-3 right now for the Memphis Tigers over Utah State. This game's going nowhere fast, unfortunately, for Utah State, although I don't really know if it would have mattered, to be honest. But their quarterback got murdered and knocked out of the football game. It's been a common pattern. It happened to Bowling Green yesterday. That one, it did affect them because Bowling Green were hanging around. And it made a big difference because Bowling Green's quarterback is a big star of the team. He got cheap shot. He got knocked out of the game and they lost. The QB for Utah State didn't get cheap shot. He just got sacked and got injured and, like, twisted his foot or broke his ankle or whatever the hell it was. But it's a rout. It's a boring game. It's a terrible game. It's 24-3 right now with 11 and a half minutes left. And countdown to kickoff is coming up as we've got the next bowl coming up here. Battle of the Carolinas, Cam. East Carolina and Coastal Carolina. And East Carolina's laying more than a touchdown here. 7.5-point favorites right now. The total, 66.5. And I can tell you, as somebody that bets a lot of overs, these games aren't going over because they're all bad and these teams suck. So how can they go over if they all suck? That's the problem.
That's a big problem. This one, though, Morenci, I think, can get there with the offense. Ehlers is a very good quarterback from East Carolina. I know McCall's banged up, but they say he's going to go for Coastal. I should see points in this game. You're right about this game. It's an absolute train wreck. I had the over in the Buffalo game earlier, not even close to getting there. I thought Georgia Southern could do a lot more in that game, and that fell way under the number. You're right. So far, under city in these bowl games. But this one, I think we can get there with some good offenses. But you're right. These are high totals, and these teams right now, they've been absolutely brutal games today. But I have a lean to the Pirates, and I have a lean to the over.
At 66.5, you need an extremely clean ride to get to 67 points. Grayson McCall, Coastal Carolina star quarterback, will play in this football game. It'll be his last game for Coastal Carolina. Unique situation. We're in a new world right now in which players are transferring yet playing for the team in the bowl game. Like Sam Hartman played for Wake Forest. He's transferring to Notre Dame. And now you got Grayson McCall, who's told them, I'm leaving, but I'll play in the bowl game, despite the fact that the coach left. So it goes to show what Grayson McCall feels about his teammates here. I'd like the points here. You know, listen, these games are Russian roulette, man. Like these early bowl games are crazy. But I'm leaning with Coastal Carolina. I figure if Grayson McCall is coming back, he's coming back to win this game on the way out here. East Carolina haven't won a bowl game in forever. Donnie Wrightside will join us. We'll get his thoughts on this. Hallelujah, we have a holiday miracle. Utah State have scored a touchdown. I don't know how, what, why, who, and how this possibly could have happened, but it just happened. As I look away and I look up, and they're celebrating. It's their only touchdown of the game. The only thing Utah State have done in this game is they hit a 53-yard field goal earlier. It's 24-9 extra point pending. Maybe when we get some craziness going on here and some crazy comeback, probably not. Coastal Carolina and East Carolina are coming up in about 40 minutes' time. They're playing in Alabama. Total is 66.5. East Carolina Pirates are laying 7.5 points. Kawhi Leonard won an NBA championship with the Toronto Raptors, and he was the NBA Finals MVP with the Toronto Raptors, but he left. The only NBA Finals MVP Cam in NBA history to leave the team after.
Yep.
Kawhi back in Toronto this evening. He's been back two times before, and in fact, he has won both times before. Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers are 2-0 in his return games, Cam. Raptors on a two-game win streak. Clippers coming off of last night's comeback victory against the Pistons.
Yeah, I'm on the Raptors. I don't care what Kawhi Leonard's done, 2-0 against the Raptors. This team, two wins in a row. I think they're going to put together a win streak, and Siakam's on fire. Morenci, wish we didn't have to lay that many points, but I think the Raptors are going to beat these guys probably around 6-8. Spread's 4 right now. I like the Raptors in this spot, and I think they get up for this game, and they're ready to roll. They understand these wins are crucial. They've been a cold team, and now if you can beat the Clippers on a back-to-back here, we can get some W strung together. Already bet Toronto.
But should be... It is a favorable spot for the Raptors when you consider that the Clippers were in Detroit. Listen, Detroit and Toronto geographically are not far away, but nevertheless, they played an emotional game last night, and it's pretty crazy. And in fact, last night, so they were trailing by 14 points with 3 minutes to go, the Clippers. In a game, it was going back and forth, but the Clippers were 0-417. In franchise history, 417 times they've been down. That's a lot, actually, isn't it?
That is.
It shows how bad they are.
They are the Clippers.
417 times we've been down by 14 or more with 3 minutes left. But I tell you what, in the NBA, this is insane. Teams were 12,873 in that spot that they won last night.
Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're rolling along here. We got the ServPro First Responder Bowl going on. They just were demonstrating the first responders' helicopter responses. And I think it's fitting because if I was at this game, I'd be, put me on a helicopter and get me the hell out of here.
put me in an ambulance with fluids.
Sir,
I'm gone.
I need a first responder.
ServPro.
What's the problem? I have money on the over, and I have Utah State, and I don't feel well. You need to put me on one of these helicopters. Get me out of here. Fly me to that coastal game. God, we got Oklahoma State of Wisconsin coming up a little bit later on as well, too. Everybody transferred out of both schools.
Yeah.
It's transfer portal. Man, a lot of craziness. All right, here's another kid hurt, which kind of sucks for these dudes. Everybody's getting hurt in this game on, like, every play. It's 24-10 Memphis right now. There's 9:31 left. Utah State just went for an onside kick after scoring a touchdown. They did not get it. So Memphis had the ball right now. At midfield, Donnie Wrightside steps up, and then let's see what Donnie has to say about these college bowl games and more. Donnie, always a pleasure. How you doing? What's going on tonight?
Feeling good. Loving it. Bowl season underway. And if you guys know anything about me, for 5 years now, I've been telling you, do away with bowl season altogether, and we have a much more prosperous and profitable new year.
What are we going to bet on right, the afternoon?
Like, Donnie, I woke up this morning, like, specifically. I never set an alarm. I set an alarm to make sure who I got my Georgia Southern bets in today.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad I did. And I even, like, I bet it, and I was sort of half asleep. I put a nickel. That's, I don't know why. Like, I'm like, oh,
I did not.
Sort of take another little nap. I wake up, like, let me wake up and watch this game. And I'm just thinking, why? Why did I do this? Why? I wish I just, like.
Oh, right.
Like I said, it's these early bowl games. Because they're not real teams, Donnie. So you're just rolling the dice, right? Like, you don't know. Exactly. Like, you're just rolling the dice with this stuff. You really are.
Big time.
I was shooting some videos for some of these bowl games. I said, hey, give your honest handicapping opinion over a few minutes. And there's some games out here I'm going, like, I don't know who the quarterback is. We don't know who's showing up at wide receiver. One team's coach is left. Good luck and take the points. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I'm with you, Randy. Coastal Carolina coming up.
You called it. Like, setting the alarm and losing money. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to be efficient. Yeah. That's the worst.
Damn,
like,
you alarm.
Like, why? I know. And every time I do set the alarm for this stuff, I lose. When do you set the alarm and win? Never. That's what? Never. You never
it's
set
like losing
the alarm
that London NFL game.
Yeah. Yes. It just yes.
A piece of crap Bronco game.
Horrible way to start the day. You're so right. It just sucks, man. It blows.
I need to get on track with some wins here. So, listen, it's all gut instinct. Like you said, Donnie, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, classic example you just stated. So Grayson McCall is playing for Coastal Carolina, despite the fact that the coach split. So the coach is gone, but the quarterback is still here, which I can live with. Shows me a lot, Donnie, that he's transferring, but he likes his teammates enough that he's going to play in this bowl game with them. Wants to get this bowl W. We're getting 7.5 points. And quite frankly, I just don't really trust East Carolina that much to lay 7.5 points with them.
Yeah, it's one of those games where also you see that total jumps up the opening line 59.5 up to 66.5, even some 67s out there, because you get the vibes here. Coach left, quarterback's here. We're just going to draw this up in the sand. Everybody go deep every play, and let's have some fun in this one. That's a high number, 66.5, but I actually think they get there. There's no reason to believe that both of these teams won't approach at least 30 points to give you a chance here. I think it goes over, unless we get Grayson McCall take one snap, wave to the crowd, and be like, I just wanted to be here for my guys.
That can happen too.
Like, yes, exactly.
Don't say that.
That's actually real.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know what, though?
One hit too many? It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because I don't need that. I don't need this crap.
I tried, but I got it.
Exactly. See you, fellas. I gave it my all. Yes. Dangerous games.
I'm worried he gets smoked. That's the way things have been going for me, too. Yeah. Poor kid's going to get lit up because I bet on him. There's a big play, Memphis. All right, I'm just hoping for a miracle flurry of points here late in this game. So you think he can get there? Cam was saying the same thing, that he thinks he can get there with a total. I'm a big over bettor. I'm just getting gun-shy because these games, these teams have been off for weeks. You know, they haven't practiced routinely. Coaches aren't there. It's just, it's such a mess, but this game should be a track meet. Look, East Carolina guys, every one of their games, these guys just go up and down the field. I mean, so we know the pace they're going to play at, these Carolina Pirates. Their last game of the year, they beat Temple 49-46. They did get smoked by Houston 42-3. Cincinnati was a little lower scoring. I can understand that. But I tell you what, you look at Coastal Carolina. They had some adversity late in the year with the coach leaving. They lost to Troy, but we did get to 71. I think they go out with a bang here, Cam. I think Coastal are going to bring it tonight. Here's Donnie said. I think Grayson McCall is just going to draw stuff up. The coach isn't going to get his way. He's happy he's there. So it's going to be super aggressive, just throwing the ball everywhere. Coach, I'm throwing the ball. We're throwing the ball, right?
I think both teams have major motivation in this game. East Carolina used to be money in bowls a long time ago, but they haven't won a bowl game in 9 years. This is big for their program. They have a quality quarterback and a quality offense as well. So to Donnie's point, I think it can go back and forth, back and forth. I will lean to East Carolina. I would say, hey, you're getting 7.5 with Coastal. They're a pretty good team, but I expect points in this game. And you know what it is, Gabe? I just think East Carolina shows up and want to get that bowl record rectified with a big win for the Pirate program here. It's a tough game, though. Coastal, McCall's a good player. Very, very good. Should be fun.
What happened in their bowl game last year, Coastal?
It's a good question.
It's very memorable. Coastal Carolina.
Who they play?
Donnie's like, I don't know. I told you guys, don't bet on this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
they lost to Liberty. It was actually a game, Donnie. Yeah, they lost to Liberty 37-34. Because I was going to say that they won the bowl game the year before that 47-41. But I saw the same thing. You're right, Cam. I can't dispute. The East Carolina are jacked for this. They're aware they haven't won in 9 years. Like, they want to get this bowl win. But I know McCall was talking about not winning the bowl game last year, having a great year and ending with a disappointment. Should be a fun game. Hopefully we get surprised and there's a bunch of points put up on the board. Any interest at all, Donnie, in the train wreck that is Wisconsin and Oklahoma State tonight? I mean,
I thought the Wisconsin quarterbacks
transferred. Yeah. The Oklahoma State trade, they all transferred. Like, it's all, everyone's out.
One good running back in this game, is that enough to propel it? You would feel like 44.5. Man, a Big 12 with a Big 12 team like Oklahoma State sounds crazy, but you're right. Quarterbacks are out, coaches, motivational factor. 10-15 on a Tuesday night. So not even the fact is probably that anybody from Wisconsin is even going to be awake to watch this game tonight.
Cam, what's your thoughts?
Is Gundy's kid starting for Oklahoma State? That kid's awful. Like, this is some gross football right here. Like, we got third stringers and a bunch of guys, transfer portals. And you said it, Marenzi, this game just reeks like a dumpster fire. 44.5 seems low, but I don't know what to do with this game, man. Like, it's very difficult. Wisconsin's probably a lean, but I had not much opinion, though.
We're really having some bad football forced on us, aren't we, this year, between the NFL and college football?
Yes.
Like, if you think about it, like, you watch the NFL, it's depressing, Donnie. I'm telling you, Kim. Like, same thing. Like, I'm watching this, I get depressed and angry. Like, the bad football is starting to anger me, actually. I can't take much more of it. Thank God the college football playoffs are this week, though. All right, here's a couple of plays, though, here. So, listen, the totals for the quarterbacks tonight, McCall is 1.5 touchdown passes. I don't see how he doesn't throw more than 2 touchdown passes tonight, Donnie. Yeah, like, East Carolina's quarterback is 2.5, but it's plus money.
Yeah, McCall's not coming back to hand the football off. I mean, come on now, people. If they score 28 points in this game, 2 touchdowns
that
of those
point,
coming
though,
by the air, absolutely.
You guys got me thinking, though. Like, I know McCall's a tough kid, but if you get murdered and stuff and he's leaving the program anyway, the question is his want level. Does he want to stand out there and get pummeled? Or like, I'm not a shrink, nor his doctor, so I have no idea what's going to happen.
He's a tough kid. He's tough. A tough kid. Let's just hope.
That's the handicap.
Yeah. Let's just hope that nothing bad happens to him tonight. All right, we'll get into some NFL college football playoffs. See if Donnie has some thoughts on that. Mm. And more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it. Donnie right side, Cam Stewart in the house. We're breaking it down, talking a little college football, getting into some NFL football, see what Donnie's betting on tonight. But Donnie, college football playoff is coming up. These bowl games are just Russian roulette. I get it. Is there any of these early bowl games that you like? And if not, let's get into Michigan and TCU. And Ohio State, Georgia, what are your thoughts on the college slate?
Yeah, I think that it's best just to get to the playoff games at this point here, because the one true factors is we pretty much know who's playing in the motive.
Donnie wants no part of the Alamo Bowl. Yeah. No part of the Holiday
Bowl. Anybody opt out?
No Kansas, Arkansas for Donnie? No, okay, we'll move on.
Every game. I mean, I'm sure the kids are all excited to play in the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium at this point. But I think the Final Four is going to be pretty good games. I do worry a little bit about Georgia. I mean, obviously, they've been rolling, crushing everybody. But it just seems like that Ohio State MO, late in the season, showing up to the party, nobody really wanted you here, and then playing well. When they're full go, they're a really good football team. Now, the tough part about it as is, you're playing in SEC country. It's basically a home game for Georgia. And it just seems, though, that line is begging you to take Georgia. Come on, guys. It's under a touchdown. It's 6.5. Get it before it's 7. I actually like Ohio State in that game to cover that spread.
So do I.
You do, huh?
Yeah. And I like Michigan. I like Michigan, and I like Ohio State. I like both Big Ten teams, Gabe. I think Donnie's right. That's a bait line. If there's ever been one, you could have put it at 7.5. I still think you could have got action on Georgia. Ohio State, they're playing with house money in this game, and that's a scary thing with a team like Ohio State. They'll be ready to go. Should be a good game.
I'll tell you what Ohio State is. They are loaded with NFL talent, and I should never have said that their backup quarterback isn't bad for Utah State. Just threw an interception.
Man, yeah, he did.
They were moving the ball, too. They moved
Dink
the ball.
Dink and dunk,
like
kid.
20,
come on.
And then he threw a pick, of course. Wow. Absolutely.
That's just under
brutal
by like 10 yards.
Nice
too.
Read.
It's like, thanks. Good read into double coverage here. Like, these guys, it's just, I feel like I'm watching my high school QB1, Morenzi. This guy couldn't make a throw. This is awful. This is just awful.
B.I.
Man, and I'm, and I'm betting on this stuff. Yeah, thanks, B.I. Like I said, first responders ball. I need some first responders help right now. What a train wreck. God, that was painful. Because I was trying to, like, ignore it. I sort of looked up, and I'm like, oh, man, they're moving the ball. They're on the 18
nice
or 20.
Play,
sort of looking up, and I'm like, oh, I just seen a pick, the interception. Of course, you knew it was coming. Brutal. All right, I'm going to bail out special, guys. Grayson McCall over 1.5 touchdown passes.
I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Over one and a half. Listen, he started 10 games this year. Remember, he was hurt for 2 games. He played 10 games this year. He's gone over two or more touchdown passes in eight of his 10 starts this year. He's got to end with a bang tonight. Short of him getting injured, which we pray to the football gods does not happen, he goes over 1.5, guys. That's the play tonight, Kim. The bailout special, buddy.
It is a good bailout special. I would actually go quarterback Ehlers over 2.5 to plus money as well. I think these are the type of teams that like to take shots in the end zone, Gabe. They're big long bomb throwers. Watch a lot of East Carolina football this year. They're a team that really likes to give her. They'll go at a high octane. They're a good team. Like these Carolina Pirates, I know their defense isn't good, but I think they'll score, and I think Coastal Carolina will score. Like, I know that total's crazy high, but this there's not going to be much defense tonight, I don't think.
Yeah.
McCall's passing yard prop is 272.5. As far as yards are concerned, Ehlers is 289.5. I like the touchdown, though, 1.5. We've had a lot of success with this, actually. Look, guys, you got a total of 66.5 points, okay?
Yeah.
So we're talking about, what, like 11 touchdowns in this game? Yeah. You're telling me that what out of the 11 touchdowns, what, 8 of them are going to be rushing touchdowns? It's going to be passing touchdowns in this game. It's probably like seven or eight passing and three or four rushing type thing, right?
I couldn't agree more. That's my number.
Like both quarterbacks get 3, 4. Yep. One of them gets 4. One of them has 3. And even then, a couple of running touchdowns, a couple of field goals. I'm going in. This game starts in 15 minutes.
Yes, it does. And
we need this one. We're getting to that point where it's like, need to get back on track here.
I feel like we've seen this movie before in bowl season.
I do
everything we said not to do. Go nuts. I'm doing it too. I'm like, why am I going double, triple units on these bowl games? Like I said, I wouldn't do this stuff. Click, click, click. No. I'm waking up.
And the only way out is to do it again and win. That's the whole thing. We just need to win. I just got to bail. I just need to win.
We need
no,
help.
I'm going to win this one. Now we're going to win the Wisconsin game, and everything's going to be fine. We're going to laugh. Oh, no, all right. I'm just going to forget about it.
I like your positivity.
See, I'm positive. I'm angry, focused, but positive. All right.
This game sucks.
What do you think about Michigan and TCU, Donnie?
I've been down on TCU the entire year. I was just hoping every single week they lost and they didn't. And coming up into the college football playoff, you knew the one team that was going to get a bonus if you got the lineup round one in TCU, and that's Michigan. Michigan going to be prepared. Michigan's a much better football team than TCU, and I don't see any late-game shenanigans where TCU is going to keep this one close and or win the game. I think Michigan wins this game comfortably, I do.
Cam, how are you feeling about this game right now?
I like Michigan. As I told you, I like Ohio State. And I wouldn't say do a teaser for both games, but getting Michigan to a pick'em and Ohio State at 13.5 looks pretty good to me. That'll be in my portfolio as well. And I think Michigan wins this game, like Donnie, by double digits. I think they beat TCU by like 14, 17 points. Michigan has a great defense. They have a great offense. No, Michigan can do, Gabe, and you know this team better than anybody. They can pound you into the ground. After a while, TCU is not going to be wanting in that fight. As the game progresses, just Michigan's a damn tough team, and they can wear you out. I know I like Duggan. He's a good guy. He's got a lot of guts for this team, but Michigan is a better all-around team than TCU. I think they're a much better football team. Double-digit win.
TCU's the Minnesota Vikings of college football. They're going to get pissed.
Good call.
Donnie's not down with the purple eaters.
That's true. No, purple, too. There you go. Similarities out there.
Horned frogs, purple Vikings, purple, a lot of purple.
Yep, same thing. Purple. Same DNA. Yep. Same DNA.
Northwestern suck, too.
Yeah, purple. It don't work for football. No, purple.
So what's the word with Jalen Hurts this week, Donnie? Philadelphia Eagles and the New Orleans Saints. Eagles are 7-point favorites. Totals 43.5. What's the deal with the Eagles this week?
Yeah, I think the Eagles do win this week, but Jalen Hurts isn't going to play. And also, you have to remember, too, let's just say if disaster happens this weekend and the Eagles somehow lose to the New Orleans Saints, it's a really good chance that the New York Giants are going to put away a horrendous Colts team, qualify for the playoffs. Then the Eagles basically can rest Jalen Hurts again if they need to and just play their backup quarterback, because the Giants are going to be playing for anything in Week 18 and probably hand the Eagles an easy victory if they even need that.
Oh, God, I'm praying, Donnie, because I've got the Buffalo Bills to have the best record in the NFL in the regular season at, like, plus 450. I put a nickel on it. Yeah. I'm hoping for, like, a tie. I don't even know what would happen. I've never bet this before. I've never, like, I don't know. What would happen if I bet the Bills to have the best record
dead heat
in the league?
Results, right? Yeah.
Would I get half the money back? Would it be a push?
Like,
you
know, like golf. They cut it in half if you have, like,
half the win.
I think they do.
They'll slice it up.
I get half the win.
Yeah,
I would think so. I would agree with that. I don't know what the rules are for that, but
I don't know.
That
one of the chances. You know, I don't know if Philly's not there yet in Buffalo.
If they played each other, I think the team that would win the head-to-head. But no, it's a bet based on a record.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's based on who would have the best regular season record. What if they both have the same record?
Yeah,
I never really thought of it. Like, I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens. We're not there yet. So, what do you think of the Bills and the Bengals game, Donnie?
I got to tell you, I've been on the same stance for a couple weeks now. I do think the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills this weekend. I'm hoping it doesn't happen because I want Buffalo to get that number one seed, which helps my ticket for the Super Bowl win. Whoever gets that home field advantage in the NFC is going to win it, but I'm feeling bad. I actually got a little bit nervous in that Bears game even before it started in the cold. Like, perfect setup for the Bills to get beat in this one because nobody's probably going to be able to move the football. Bills went up and down the field in the second half, but I got to tell you, I'm going to stick with what I was thinking here. The Cincinnati Bengals, I think, pulled this one out on Monday night, even though I'm not rooting for that.
Listen, what a great game, big-time game. This is Bengals are on a seven-game win streak, 12-1 against the spread, their last 13. Buffalo Bills have won six straight football games. As you mentioned, Donnie, weather's going to be in the 50s, looking to mild winds. It's going to be perfect weather conditions. To me, listen, you got Josh Allen and you got Burrow. Next to Patrick Mahomes, these are, you know, those are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, in my opinion. So, you know, these two. The one thing that concerns me as a Buffalo Bill fan is the fact that Josh Allen turns the ball over more than Joe Burrow does.
He does.
Right? I think that's the key because I think they're both, you know, it's going to be back and forth. But a mistake here, that's going to be the backbreaker in this game. One turnover, to me, that's just, it sounds cliche, but that's the key. And, you know, this is a big-time game for the Bills, man. They're playing, like, both teams. Division titles, first-round buys, a lot on the line on Monday, Cam.
I think the Bills will win. They're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The Bills are bringing their A-game this game because they understand we need home field advantage. These guys are coming back from their trip. There's 20 feet of snow. You're telling me there's not a kid they could have hired from Topps Friendly Markets that could have helped
this
these guys get in their
This is almost the last statement game. It's true.
It is. You need
like
home
started,
field advantage.
I remember standing in the parking lot before the year started, like minutes before kickoff at SoFi. I was there. I told a bunch of Bills fans in the parking lot, I said, if we don't win this game, we're not winning the Super Bowl.
True.
They went, whoa. And I said, it's week one. I said, no. This is like, there's certain games you need to win, right? It's just you start the season off against the champions on the road. You kick their ass, right? You know, there's certain tests, Donnie. This is the last test, as
at
you stated.
Kansas City.
This is the last one. You say, hey, guys, we nailed this down. We're playing two games at home. We're going back home. Dude, they're playing against the Patriots. They can never leave again, Cam. They wouldn't even have to leave again. They'd go back home to Buffalo, and that's that. Like, they don't leave again until they go to Glendale, potentially.
They'll beat everybody that comes into Buffalo. Every team that goes in there, they'll beat them. They just need to be home.
Bills need home field. It's monster game. Absolutely monster.
Getting all fired up now. Donnie, Sixers tonight? What do you like, NBA? Anything? 5 seconds? 3 seconds?
Melton, 3-point shots over. Poole, 3-point shots over tonight. Take a both winners.
Nice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabriel Morency, wishing you a Merry Christmas from everybody at SportsGrid. Coming up next is Air Supply.
A little Air Supply,
a little like. Like I said, listen. The Christmas jingles. All right, so it's a 38-10 final score. Memphis beats Utah State. They beat them down 38-10 final score. So we roll into the next one. What is it? It's is this the Birmingham Bowl?
Yeah.
I think it is the Birmingham Bowl. Yeah, the. Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. Birmingham, Alabama, 9-3. Coastal Carolina take on 7-5. East Carolina, interesting that the 7-5 team, Cam, is 7.5-point favorites in this football game. As you mentioned, the Pirates haven't won a bowl game in 9 years. They're very fired up to get a bowl win. Meanwhile, Coastal had that great year last year. They didn't win their bowl game against Liberty. And Grayson McCall, their star quarterback, is coming back. Even though he's transferring after the game, who knows where he's going to end up. He's transferring after the game. he will play for them in this football game. I'm taking Coastal Carolina plus the point. I got Grayson McCall over 272.5 passing yards. I got Grayson McCall, my big play. I went big on this. I need Grayson McCall over 1.5 touchdown passes, Cam. And I'm taking them plus the points, and I'm going, I'll take the over in the game and just hope for the best in a clean ride. The weather looks pretty good there right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll take East Carolina at 7. I'll get it to an even 7. I think it's going to be a very good game. I like the over.
So we're on different sides.
Yeah, well, I can't change my opinion. I've already bet it earlier, and I have it with the money line parlay with Memphis. I am going to tear over with the quarterbacks 1.5 over both sides, and I like Ehlers of East Carolina. His 2.5 to plus money over touchdowns too. I think both of these guys are going to get it done through the air in this game. It's a lot of points, Morency, but I think we get there. There's not much defense with these two clubs. So, yeah, I'm on East Carolina. I already bet it earlier on in the day. There's really no turning back. Maybe I could find a live number, but, you know, I've always been kind of an East Carolina fan, but this is going to be an interesting bowl game. Should have some fun in this one for a change.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't like, remember our boy, Marcus Crandell, former Carolina quarterback. CFL. He was good in the CFL too, huh?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was great.
Marcus Crandell. Who else? Who else was East Carolina? David Garrard?
Garrard. Yep, Zaxby's Chicken. Yep. So all those quarterbacks, Garrard, Crandell, good call. The running back from Tennessee, Chris Johnson, was a wicked East Carolina Pirate. Yeah. He was very good. So, you know, him with the gold teeth. He was fantastic. Skip Holtz did a great job with that program. I've always liked East Carolina. They've always kind of been one of those schools that I've cheered for. This is going to be a good game. Coastal's a team that you can enjoy as well. You're right, though. It's kind of interesting, Renzi. 7.5. I see some sevens out there. But, yeah, that hook could be huge in this game. I expect East Carolina to win. Covering is another story. I don't know if I want to do a teaser either, but I kind of feel like teasing something to the over in this game.
Jeff Blake played for East Carolina.
Yes, he did.
Zay Jones. Yes. Zay Jones, yes. Wide receiver. Yes. Zay Jones.
Yes, Zay Jones, exactly. Zay Jones have a great year.
They've had some decent players over the years, actually.
Yep.
Terry Long, Justin Hardy, Zay Jones, David Garrard, Chris Johnson, Robert Jones, Dwayne Harris, Tony Collins, Jeff Blake, Emmanuel McDaniel. They've had some players, C.J. Wilson. They've had some players over the years that have played in the National Football League, this East Carolina Pirate team. And Coastal Carolina are a new school team. Should be a fun game. We're taking the points and we're going over the number. All right, let me get the over bet in here before kickoff. We'll get into some NHL and NBA here. All right. Man, this total's big.
I don't have to think about Christmas 66. Season and these guys coming back. Yeah, I know.
Rude 66, Cam. Ooh.
It's a lot to ask. I've seen some 67s out there, Morency. Just before kickoff, I saw 66.5, a 67. Like these.
I bought the half point. It was 67.5. I bought the half point. And I guess I'll buy the half point here, and I'll make it 8 instead of 7.5. Why not?
I got
probably
7,
won't come
8.
Down to that, but we could both win, potentially.
Who knows? It can come down to that.
If it was 7, I wouldn't buy it up to 8. But since it's 7.5. You know, I'll make it 8. Yep. Let's see what I got here. Ooh, the hell is that? I almost just clicked -8. I don't want -8.
Oh, is it a sign?
Yeah, I know. I nearly just clicked East Carolina. There we go. Now, maybe I want to get bold. East Carolina -8. Alternate. Yeah, who knows with this stuff? You know what? Can I get 10? You know what? I can get 10 at a reasonable price here. 10 is -140.
Wow, that's really good. Really? That's very, very good. 40 cents for a 10? That's smooth. Now that could come into play. 10's, that's a big number.
I just did it. A nickel. Let's go. In the words of David Bowie, let's dance.
Dance.
Yeah.
This game better.
Put
be
on
good.
Your Coastal Carolina shoes and bet the Blues. All right, let's go. NHL hockey. Speaking of the Blues, the Leafs play the Blues tonight.
Yes, they do.
Leafs and Blues. Got NBA coming up. Coach James Young will join us in the 8 o'clock hour tonight. 7 o'clock games coming up here, Cam. Let's take a look at them. There's two games in the NBA coming up here. Philadelphia 76ers and the Washington Wizards. Sixers are -4.5 point favorites. Total's 225 right now at FanDuel. And a scorching hot Orlando Magic team. -3 against the visiting Los Angeles Lakers. Total 236.5. We start off with Washington and Philadelphia. Listen, Washington have actually beaten the Sixers three of the last four times that they've played, but, and it's a pretty big but, the Sixers are on an eight-game win streak right now. They get Maxey back tonight, and the Wizards are on a 2-8 straight-up run right now. This number feels like a trap big time here.
It does.
Like, I don't know what's up with this. Like, Philadelphia should roll these guys.
I like the Wizards tonight. I think this is a spot where, you know, the Christmas season, Philadelphia, now they're everyone thinking, oh, let's just jump on this train. Well, you know what? At eight destinations too late, I think Washington, I'll get it to five, Gabe. I feel this is a major trap. I'm going to take the Wizards plus five, small play, and I like the Orlando Magic on the money line because that's what I do. I like the Orlando Magic.
The Magic have won eight of their last nine basketball games. The Lakers are 1-4 in their last five. One thing with the Lakers is, listen, LeBron's going to put up numbers because that's what he is. Like, he cares. All he cares about is getting into the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right now. But defensively, the Lakers are just brutal. And, you know, the NBA right now, man, we're getting some really high-scoring games. So where I'm going with this is Orlando are going to score. This game's going to be a track meet tonight. Because Orlando's young, and they know the Lakers can't run. They're just going to run and gun the Lakers into the ground tonight. Really, it's crazy to lay points with Orlando against the Lakers, but that's where we're at with this Laker team right now. The total, 236.5, though. So they've set a high bar because they, like I said, guys, in the five games, Anthony Davis has been out for five games now. The Lakers are 1-4 in those five games. In their four losses, they've given up 124 or more in each four of these games. So the total is 236.5. That is very, very high, Cam.
Too high.
That's a high number. High.
Yeah, it is high. I think it can squeeze over the number with Orlando, but you're right. That's Orlando's theory. Run the Lakers into the ground. They're an older team. They won't be able to keep up with the young legs of the Magic. I like the Magic in this spot, Morency, and I know it's a leap of faith with Washington, but I think that line is a trigger line. It feels like a trap to me. People feeling good about Philadelphia. They could have made that line 5.5, 6. People would still probably bet Philadelphia. I'll take my shot with Washington at plus +5. Small plays in the NBA tonight. Hockey's tough as well.
I like Orlando. As high as the total is, I do think the game is going to get there. If you look, as we talked about with the Lakers defensively, they gave up 124 to Dallas. They lost 124 to 115. They gave up 134 to Charlotte. They gave up 134 to Sacramento. They gave up 130 to Phoenix. Like, you see the pattern here, guys. They're getting lit up. Like, they can't stop anybody. And it's not just it's a nightly thing. So you got to believe Orlando's going to put some points up on the board here tonight. And Orlando are capable of scoring themselves, guys. They just dropped 133 on San Antonio. They scored 125 on Atlanta last week, if you recall. 116, 110, a little lower scoring by their standards at Houston, but they still scored 116. I do believe Orlando is the play, and it's over nothing as far as the total is concerned. But I will disagree with Cam on the Wizards. I just don't want any part of the Wizards right now. All right, NHL hockey, 7 o'clock action, Chicago Blackhawks and the Carolina Hurricanes. I've already got a piece of the Canes in a moneyline parlay. I took the over in the Manchester United match today. We should note, guys, there was 9 EPL Premier League matches in the comeback, Boxing Day and today. 8-1 to the over. Crazy. 8-1 to the over in the return of the EPL. Something to keep your eye on moving forward. So, Carolina Hurricanes, Cam, up to minus -500 right now at FanDuel. Minus -500. It's 5-1.
Am I going to do the old Chicago plus +2.5, minus -128 on FanDuel? I might have to. They're a bad hockey team, but I got to take 2.5. You know, and anytime I get 2.5, I'll roll the dice. Lose by 3, that's my problem. But small play on Chicago plus +2.5. I actually got a feeling the Ottawa shows up against Boston, but on the plus +1.5, it's minus -170. It's horrible. Like, that's bad juice. And I don't know. They'll probably lose a heartbreaker, Ottawa, tonight. Plus +164 on the money line. Pass. Well, no, I don't know what to do with these games, man. They're tough. Ugh.
Chicago. Ready. Chicago are 2-8 in their last 10 games. And all 8 of their losses are by 2 or more. But the thing is, it's not even 1.5. Now, you could get it at 1.5, but you'll have to lay juice. The number is so high. Carolina are minus -2.5 right now. They're minus -2.5 on the goals. It's plus +104. Total is 6.5. I've already got Carolina just to win the game on the back end of the Man U. Who was it? Man U Fulham or whoever, West Brom or whoever the hell that played. I think it was West Brom. It went over anyways. It went over really late. I was about to really snap. I stopped watching in the 84th minute because I was getting mad. I was like, I can't take this. And I actually left. I left. I walked out of the room. No, I did. I didn't even see the end. I just assume I lost. Yeah. I'm like, oh, whatever, dude. I was just saying, there's another loss. There's just what? There's another 200 gone. I was just sitting there like, because it was 2-0 in the first half. I'm like, oh, this was easy. This is easy. Yeah. It's going to go over for sure. And then it didn't until like really late. I didn't even know what minute it went over in. But Boston. So I'm already in on Carolina. As we stated, guys, Chicago, their last 8 losses is all by 2 goals or more. But you are getting 2.5. Boston Bruins, -200 on the road in Ottawa. Total is 6.5. This number is too high. Boston are a good team, but they're more dominant at home than they are on the road.
I agree with you. No, listen to this one. You get a Carolina Hurricanes parlay with Ottawa +1.5 at -111. It's a pickup. So you know what? I will do that. I'm going to put that together, and I'm going to take Chicago, little sprinkle at +2.5 with the Chicago Blackhawks. That's just crazy to me. But I think Carolina wins, and Ottawa +1.5, -111, Marenzi. That's a good price for that parlay with a team that's -500. It's actually shocking. I thought it was going to be like $140. Better than
I was going to say, this is off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I can remember that Boston and Ottawa usually play like weird, crazy games, actually.
Yes, they do.
Like they don't. There's a rivalry there. They don't like each other. Like Ottawa beat them last time they played 7-5. That's the only time they played this year, actually, Cam. They beat them 7-5.
Ottawa plays Boston tough. Always.
Last year, they played. It was 3-2 Ottawa, 3-2 Boston, 2-0 Boston, 3-2 Boston, 5-2 Ottawa. You get the pattern there. They're close games.
Yep.
Ottawa is a live home dog tonight, guys. The +1.5, -170 is good. I can live with putting it in parlays as well, but I think the Sens are a live dog tonight. Probably goals in this game, Cam. Over 1.5 first period in this one.
I agree.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock right now. 7 o'clock action coming up. Give me the Orlando Magic. Oh, it's Magic.
Magic.
Let's hope it's Magic tonight. Orlando Magic on the money line or -3. It's up to you what you want to do there. The total is high at 236.5, but I'm going to pull the trigger with the over. And even though I don't like them, and I might be walking right into a trap, the Washington Wizards are not a good team. They're falling apart. They're ready to start trading people. They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. I expect the Sixers to handle their business tonight in the nation's capital. So give me the Orlando Magic. Let's go Magic money line. It's down to 150 now. Magic money line. Philadelphia 76ers -4. Over 236.5 in the Lakers in a Magic game. NHL, Cam, I'm going to be playing these first period overs here. Give me over 1.5 for the first period of Boston, Ottawa. Ottawa +1.5 goals. Carolina Hurricanes, I already have them on a money line parlay. Give me over 1.5 goals in the first period of play as well. And we got the New York Rangers and the Capitals. Give me the blue shirts, Cam, to beat the Capitals.
I lean that way too. That game is pretty tough, but the Rangers are a better team than Washington. I am going to parlay the Senators +1.5 with Carolina to -112. I'm also going to try to middle this game with Chicago +2.5 against Carolina. I can't believe it's up to -500, Marenzi. That's just absolutely nuts. Even though the Blackhawks suck, that's ridiculous. It's a hockey game. I'll take Washington +5 in basketball, a little bit of a leap of faith. And with you, wow, Orlando Magic down to -144. Hope we're not walking into a trap. Sounds beautiful to me. Give me the Magic with you. Let's go Orlando.
All right. Don't forget about these first period over 1.5s. I don't know about the Washington Ranger one. That's the one.
But
if I'm going to play them, I got to play all three.
That's true.
Because you can't play two of them. And I do that sometimes. I'm like, oh,
you're going to get the wrong one? That's so frustrating. You're right. It's almost like you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. You got to do it.
Yeah. I'll just put a little less on that one since I wasn't sure. Because the other two I like. I think we're going to get some early goals going. We got a lot more games coming up. The Raptors and the Clippers at 7:30. We've got the Leafs and the Blues and more.